Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is a quick little podcast that I thought would be helpful as we wrap up January and you have 11 more months of 2020, if I could give you some wisdom to support you that would be life-changing. So get pen and paper because you'll want to take notes. If you are new to my program, I am Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. My goal is to help you live your most amazing life. I work with people one-on-one in packages. I do have a single session if you just want a little infusion of good vibes and intuitive wisdom and spiritual guidance. Because I believe that if you have the right information, you can change your life. And we create our reality by the words that we think and what we believe, right? So if you can believe something differently, if you can hold that new belief consistently, you will change your reality. And sometimes we don't know how to do that. And I am here to help you. So my name, again, Amy, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you are looking for a coach, let me serve you. All right, let's talk about some wisdom that can really change your life in 2020. Number one, it's so good, and I say it to you all the time, and I usually kind of weave it into a message, but I'm actually starting with this. Trust your intuition and act on the information you're being given. So if you are noticing a pattern, if you're noticing something that is off, don't just be like, oh, that's kind of off. Everything is connected. So it is a message in that for you. Acknowledge, okay, this is probably a message for me. What is it? And typically, the intuition is structured in a way, if I can describe it to you, because I'm always trying to describe new ways how to relay the workings of your intuition. So if you can think of your intuition as a sign of what to do, what action to take. So you're noticing something, it's off, or it seems right, or you're noticing something underneath the surface, basically. Between the lines, there's some more information that's not being revealed to you. You ask yourself, okay, what action do I think this sign is inspiring me to take? What action do I think this sign is inspiring me to take? So I'll give you an example that happened in my own life and business. I kept logging into my sales dashboard for my books. I have a second business writing romance novels. And I was like, wait a minute, I had great sales up until this date and nothing has reported since then. And I'm like, that's abnormal. I've been doing my humanly part to move those books. So I know there should be something there. A week ago, I was like, okay, maybe it's just January is just a little slow. It's going to pick up. And then I was like, well, it hasn't picked up. There must be something off. And I kept coming to it. I'm like, this seems so abnormal. Finally, I was like, okay, if I'm acknowledging that this is seeming abnormal, what do you want me to do, intuition? And I instantly got the message, send an email to the company I work with to release my books. Sure enough, within less than 12 hours, I get an email back that they were having some technical difficulty and things weren't reporting accurately. Completely different than me. If you just looked at that over and over and over again, I check my stuff every day, right? And so I could easily get down and be like, oh, you know, the world must not want me, right? You could totally go into victimhood and be like, right? I knew I couldn't go into victimhood because I do this work for a living and I live these principles. So I was like, okay, I can't go into victimhood. I know intuitively I can feel that energy has been moved and it's not being reflected. So intuition, do you want me to do? Okay, send an email. All right, so I sent that email. Usually I would call, but my intuition said specifically send an email, probably so I had some documentation. And then, of course, I get back. Yeah, they're having this issue. They're getting it worked out as soon as possible. That is the way your intuition works. It's designed to give you steps, actions to take. But you can't get the message if you're feeling low vibe. You can't get high vibe information if you are unwilling to consider that there might be another way, right? So I was working with a client yesterday, and he doesn't always schedule his appointments in the right with enough frequency. So his energy levels will drop, right? Working with me is a practice, just like our spiritual practice, and people who sign up to work with me, my goal is to help you stay in spiritual shape, right? So it's like working out with a trainer. If you are not going to meet your trainer on a regular basis, you're going once every 3 weeks, you can't expect to be in really awesome tip-top shape if you struggle with doing that work on your own or you struggle working out on your own, right? And most people, if you hired a trainer, it's probably a part of the way in which you take care of yourself because you have that accountability. Same goes for hiring an intuitive coach. I help you keep your vibration high. So he hadn't scheduled his sessions, and I got it. And you know, he and I go through that all the time. That's a part of his block and a part of his story. We get it, right? And so when we got into session, I couldn't get really high vibe information to move him forward because his vibration was too low, right? So we had to work on getting him high, changing the story, changing the script. So we work through several statements to get his vibration high that he had to tune into, breathe into, feel into, acknowledge, claim, own, let it become a part of his energy field. So we were doing this for the first 50 minutes of the session. And then about an hour in, he says a statement. The energy has cleared, and I get a really valuable piece of information for him that he can use to help move him forward. Couldn't get it earlier because I didn't have access to it. If we're not vibrating at the frequency to receive high vibrational information, it's not going to come through. You're just going to get information that meets you where you're at, right? So stay high vibe. That would be my next piece of wisdom. And the way you stay high vibe, and if you've been listening to this program for a long time, the way you stay high vibe is consistently practicing. You know, you can't decide you're going to be an Olympic athlete and you don't want to practice. You can't decide you're going to win a gold medal and you don't want to actually do any practicing to be in shape to win the medal, right? So do your work. So how do your work? It's going to be different for every person. It might be meditation. It might be physical fitness. But a component of everything that you do must have a way in which you are engaging your thoughts so they're lining up with that which you want. That's how you find alignment. So if you are seeking a better work opportunity, for example, then running through your mind needs to be, I'm so appreciative for all the work opportunities I've had. I know I'm moving forward and the right opportunity is coming to me at the divine perfect time. I'm open and receptive to all possibilities. I believe in that there's a great job out there for me. Now, it's going to be really difficult to find that really amazing, awesome job that you are seeking if you're stuck on, my current job sucks. I just wish I could get out of here. I wish it could be better. There aren't any good jobs. Every time nobody calls me back. If you get, okay, let's just say that I don't even want to engage that, but you create your reality with the words that you think and the thoughts that you believe. So if you're buying into that, if you start to believe that, then that's what you will create. But it could very well be, let's say we were in a recession right now and unemployment rate was very high and, you know, there weren't a lot of new job opportunities available. You could still hold the belief that I am manifesting a perfect job at the perfect time, at the perfect pay rate, working for the right company for me, and find that job. It all comes down to, what are you going to believe? What are you going to buy into? And I heard Esther Hicks talk about a time where she was talking to Abraham about belief. And she was saying, well, Abraham, it's true. That's why I believe it. And Abraham's like, no, you believe it, and that's what makes it true. So you can decide what type of reality you want to live in. You can see your situation as there's not enough. Everybody's out to get me. No one helps me when I need it. I can't, I won't. It's always bad. You can believe that. Even while you're hoping for better, writing down your goals, believing that more could be possible, if you are holding a constant, steady, conscious and both subconscious belief that things aren't going to work out for you, what do you think's going to happen? Things aren't going to work out. And I can testify to this. Like, you can still be chasing the biggest goal in the world, but if you do not believe, taking action towards it too, right? But if you don't believe that all those actions are going to pay off, if you don't believe that that big goal is possible for you, you're not going to create it. So what do you have to do? You have to change the way in which you communicate with yourself. What's going on in the mind? Get your journal out. Write statements that support what you want. Of course, there's a wonderful job coming to me. Of course, my books are selling plentifully. There is more than enough people interested in what I have to offer. I see myself as valuable, and I know the world will respond in this similar way. It all comes down to you. I can't stress this enough. The world is happening through you. What you believe is what you will receive. So if you're struggling, if there's something that you want, sit with it and decide. Decide that you're going to believe that it's possible. And maybe it's a jump. Maybe it's bigger than you've ever dreamt before. So then you can't confidently say, I'm a multimillionaire, if you don't fully, if you're lying to yourself, right? So don't lie to yourself. Just say, hey, I'm open to the idea that I could be a multimillionaire. I'm open to the idea that there are greater and better opportunities for me. I may not know what they are, and I sure as hell don't have to figure it out. You always tell yourself that. You don't have to figure out the how, and you definitely have no control over the when. That's God's job. All you have to do is do everything in your power that you know to do and hold the belief that of course it's going to happen, and you will create a completely different result in 2020. You can turn things around in a dime. Now, what's difficult is if you're trying to manifest, doing the work, setting the goals, but you don't have the mindset to support that, and with every step you take, you're telling yourself, oh my God, I'm so behind. I got to get this done. What if it doesn't happen? Where am I going to be? Oh my God. And I get that. I've been there a lot, especially since my divorce. It's like I kind of went to sleep spiritually for a bit in certain areas of my life. And then I realized, like, oh, I can use these spiritual principles everywhere. And I can write myself a new reality by choosing to think different thoughts. So if I want to fulfill an obligation, financial obligation, I know I'm going to write that down every day, and I'm going to say to myself, well, of course this is going to be paid. It's going to be paid easily and gracefully, and the money's going to flow through my businesses wonderfully, right? You just create a different thought, and you keep your energy high. You keep your feelings high. You keep yourself excited. You keep yourself open. You keep yourself aligned with the energy of that which you want, and then you will create it. Here's the thing. Us in the spiritual space, us teachers, we give you a broad understanding of these things. Like, we create our reality by the thoughts that we think and the words that we speak. Then it's up to you as a part of your practice to take that information and directly apply it to your situation. So if you know you create your reality, if you believe in that, if you're hearing me say it, you've heard another teacher say it, we all say it, then you have to say, okay, if I create my reality, and I'm struggling with finding the right opportunity for me, then I know that I need to shift something within the way I am thinking and feeling so that I fully can activate the energy of attracting that new opportunity to me. And it could just be I'm willing to be open to the fact that there are lots of job opportunities that match what I'm looking for. I am willing to step into the idea, the world, the wonderment of there being something better than my current reality. And then you keep going. And so you get the hit. This is where your intuition's going to kick in. You'll get the hit. Okay, go apply for some jobs, right? Okay, sit down. You're at the computer and you're applying for jobs. Yes, yes, yes. Beautiful cover letters. Yes, yes, yes. And you're not getting any response. And you go into, oh, there's probably so many people looking for jobs right now and they're not even seeing my resume. Stop that. Create a new story. All right. I mean, I've gotten a response back right now, but I know the response is coming. I've done the work. I know it'll be returned. I know that the right hiring manager, the right recruiter is seeing my resume, and I'm going to get a call at the perfect time, and I'm going to continue to take action and keep tuning into myself and asking, what do I really want out of a job? And I'm going to keep writing that down every single day, and I know the perfect job is going to show up at the perfect time. Do you see it's a completely different vibration? And it's really fucking fun and it's amazing. And we are so blessed to have these universal laws. And if we play with them, they will work miracles in our life. But they are laws, so they're always working. So if you want to buy into that there is not enough, that there is lack and scarcity and, oh, woe is me and everybody's out to get me, then that is the reality you will create. If you want to believe that you can't ask for what you want, if you want to believe that no one's listening to you, then that is the reality that you're going to create. But if you can get behind, of course there's someone listening. Of course there are people on my side. Of course I am doing great work. Of course the right opportunity is coming to me, the right client, the right business opportunity, the right partnership. All is coming to me in divine perfect time. So trust your intuition, trust your intuition, trust your intuition. Last layer of this before I go, because I want to get this loaded. Another experience that happened to me that I thought was really cool. So I started January saying I want to execute a little bit higher level marketing. And I want anybody to log in at any given time on any platform that I'm on and find content that was posted that day. I had been marketing every day. I did a show, if you listen back from the summer, on my business and marketing tips. And one of the tips I had given you is that I had started marketing every day. And I mean, it created a huge dramatic shift in my business. But I was doing like one thing every day. And I was like, okay, I really want, in addition to that, there to be something on the socials every single day. Because why not? There's like, what a beautiful way in which to connect. And so I was like, I gotta hire an assistant because as I get busier, I won't be able to do this every day. And it's true. Like I own two businesses. I have to create. I have to coach. There's a lot going on. And I love it all. But I just was like, I need to hire somebody that can handle that portion of my business. And so I was just so focused on that. And I put an ad up and I wasn't getting really great responses. I interviewed some people and I was just like, that's not the right fit. And I found this woman. And I was like, all right, well, I'll go with her. She's not perfect, but she's smart and she gets it. And there's enough there that I feel like it could be a great working relationship. And so like 3 or 4 days, we played phone tag. And I knew I was probably settling a bit, no diss on her, but what I was looking for, it didn't feel totally right. But I was like, all right, well, I can work for my launch. I felt confident that I could get behind, at least for my launch. It would give us an opportunity to get to know each other and it could work. And so... In those 3 days, I was getting ready to hire her. The first hit I got was from the business coach that I follow and supports me beautifully, sent a message about how she was getting ready to hire a business manager and kind of talked about the inner workings of her mind and doing that and how she was going to have to teach this person to think like her. I thought, oh, shit, that's a message, right? So not only, it's not just this woman executing what I need her to do with posting to social, but she has to think like me. Like, I'm still going to be creating content, but there's a way in which I do it that is uniquely me. And so I'm going to have to teach her that. And I'm like, okay, am I willing to do that? I'm like, that's going to take a lot of time. Do I even want to invest in that if I don't think she's the right person? And she didn't seem like she was open to that. So that was my first, like, questioning, right? At the same time, I'm still playing phone tag with this woman, right? We're playing, I mean, how can you really play phone tag with anybody? There's email, there's text, there's phone calls. There's some way you can be reached, right? But we found into this loop. And so I could have looked at that and been like, oh, that's unfortunate. We're playing phone tag. I'll get her eventually. No, I knew that that was a sign. I knew that this piece about, you know, because what my business coach was talking about hiring was exactly what I was going through. And so it's like, okay, next layer to this. Then I get a piece of information that changed everything. So I finally get on the phone. So I text this woman. We finally get on the phone and again, the timing's feeling off. It doesn't feel aligned. And she winds up telling me, she's like, you know, I just don't think I'm a good fit. And I was like, okay. I was a little heartbroken about it. I was like, oh, I was really just wanting to get going on this. I have a launch coming up. I want to get that done. And so I was like, all right, cool. I get it. I wanted you to feel into it. It doesn't feel right. I was good with that being done. I was like, all right, Spirit, now I'm back to the drawing board. I keep interviewing these people and not getting a lot of hits. And what's going on? And then I got the message that, go back to why you wanted somebody in the first place. And I just wanted consistent frequency about my work every day. And then I got a hit as to how I could do that. Now I'm going to tell you after I had this conversation with this woman, and she was like, no, it's not the right fit. I was like, man, I'm going to have to teach my be me. I like working by myself. I don't like this phone tag. I don't like being obligated to call people back at a certain time if they're not my client. You know, like, I'm pretty weird like that. But client, I always call and text back. Like, that's my job, right? And so I was like, I really just want to do this thing on my own because I work my own way. But I just want this. So going back to the original desire wasn't to hire somebody. That's what my human mind had decided was the right choice. It was just I wanted a consistent frequency, right? I wanted to put out a consistent frequency. And then I got a hit as to how I could do that without having to hire anybody. And I share all of this with you is because that is the way the intuition is going to support you in the new year. You can use your intellect, but your intellect's only going to get you so far. My intellect would say, hire somebody. But my intuition was saying, hey, there's a way to do this in which it works harmoniously with the way in which you desire to work. And you can still have the growth and you can still have the freedom that you really seek and crave and the prosperity, right? So trust your intuition, work your intuition into your intellect, and don't assume that the most obvious answer is the right choice. There might be an even easier way. We don't need to make it difficult. We put too many steps sometimes. We try to do it on our own terms. But if you trust your intuition, God's going to get you what you want if you focus on the essence of that desire. So I hope this helps. It was a quick podcast. I didn't have any notes, but I wanted to share this wisdom with you. If you are looking for a coach, I'd love to support you. I'd love to help you make the engine of your intuition work with your manifestation process because it all goes hand in hand so that you can live like the life of your dreams. I'm finally in a place where I'm like, oh, geez, I'm there. I'm getting there. It feels so good. And all it took was returning to the principles that are always working, right? So I love you. You're amazing. You can have whatever you want. You are enough. If you desire it, it means it's possible for you. Check me out, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you for listening. Take care of yourself.